Welcome to the Hologram Radio Show on Sunday, April 8th. My name is Cheryl Catherine Smith.
And I'm Ash Riot.
And we are Hologram. And we are excited about tonight's show. We know that many of you are celebrating Easter and have Easter bunny chocolate that you are probably partaking of right now.
I got mini eggs.
and a peace lollipop.
And a big lollipop that has a peace sign on it. We each got one.
I know. I got a green one and you got a blue one. See, your mom definitely knows that we're all about the peace, man.
Peace, dude.
Peace. Far out.
Travis wants to be on the radio so bad, he's trying to climb the computer.
Travis got filet mignon for his Easter dinner.
Look how cute he is. Everybody imagine how cute he is.
Imagine how cute he is. We're excited about tonight's show. We are entitling, we have called it VV, the value of volunteering, and dot, 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 and Value Village. And for those of you who are in North America, you are well acquainted with Value Village. It's a thrift chain of stores, and we're going to talk. Actually, we are going to tag it with some a little bit of our shopping craziness, maybe. Yes. But in the meantime, we're excited to welcome our very special guest, Ryan Jarman Ferber. And Ryan is a fellow musician and an avid volunteer. And we'd like to just say, hey, welcome, Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be on with you guys.
It's great to have you on. We're also going to tell our listeners a little bit about our last pancake meeting.
Yeah, okay. Ryan, why don't you share a little bit about our last pancake meeting?
Maybe you should ask.
Okay. Okay, Ryan, we had pancakes. I had two pancakes, and I shared one with Cheryl. And then Ryan had one, I think. And then we had a lot of coffee.
I had two.
Oh, you had two, okay. But here's the thing. We are like, oh, yeah, we made mixtapes for each other. And then what else happened? We decided that Ryan is going to be a part of Hologram.
Yay!
Yay!
Ryan's not yaying.
I think we're skipped already.
I said Ryan's not yaying.
Oh, I did yay. It just, yeah, it's my, it's
Woohoo! Yeah, a woohoo is better than a yay.
Woohoo, yay, yippee! All right, so we're just going to let people know that we've already talked about you on previous radio shows. You've called in, you've been you're a good friend, and you've called in with some great insight to some of our shows. And Dawn often calls you Brian, and we know you're Ryan. And, yeah, so we've already introduced you as a musician and sort of tried to steer some of our listeners to your tunes. But why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself so people get a sense of who you are?
A little bit about me. Just kind of generals. I live in Vancouver and grew up in the prairies. I volunteer for PACE Society here in Vancouver, and as well as starting up with program called Hustle, which is through Health Initiative for Men and formerly through Peers. Volunteering is it's really big. Social services, I work in social services too, and I love music and I love Hologram.
Yay! I know Ryan is so cool. He even did like a drum cover of the fusion and put it on the internet, and we just love it. You did a great job. I actually even on the website today posted that you're going to be doing some guitar and or drums for us.
Yes, definitely. That's I'm glad you like that. The drum cover needs some work, but it's a real honor to be able to play with you guys and do some work.
Aww, you are the sweetest boy.
Are you a boy or a man? He's a man.
I call men boys because it's just nice.
And she calls boys men, and it really confuses everyone.
It really does. I call even little dogs men. But then actual men, I don't know why.
Somebody referred to me as Bunny Man earlier.
Well, that would be me.
Yeah.
I did.
I didn't know that.
I was just in the, you know, festive mood of Easter.
I have a zit.
Yeah.
Well, how exciting.
And I love Easter. I think that's probably, that's actually a really good tie-in because we had chocolate and now I have a zit.
I said, when I was advertising the show on Facebook and on Twitter, I do believe I said, grab your chocolate bunnies, chomp on a foot or an ear, and listen to us talk about value of volunteering. So you've already introduced yourself and the organizations that you have volunteered for, Ryan. And that's one of the things I think that something that I really admire about you. I even like your Twitter bio where you talk about that you're a volunteer and that's important. I don't even have volunteer on my Twitter bio.
And you are.
I am, but I am. There's not enough letters to put everything that I'd like to put on my Twitter bio.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mine just says something about Mexican food and my cat. Those are dear things to me.
People sure can figure out who you are, Ash, right, by your Twitter bio. Before we start and talking about our personal experience with volunteering, I wanted to just share what Wikipedia, my dear Wikipedia, talks about with regards to volunteering, because I think this is interesting. They talked about the altruistic experience of volunteering, and they also talk about the self-serving part of volunteering. So I kind of wanted to bring both of those up because for me, volunteering is more altruistic, but I also understand that it can be self-serving. We can volunteer because we want to make connections, or we can volunteer because we're actually getting some experience to help us in our careers or whatnot. And so, I mean, I guess we didn't specify what kind of volunteering, although I was thinking altruism, but hey, I mean, all volunteering counts. So for those of you who are listening, if you wanted to share any and all experience that you've had with volunteering, feel free to call in and say that. So what Vicky says is this: volunteering is generally considered an altruistic activity intended to promote good or improve human quality of life. But people also volunteer for their own skill development, to meet others, or to make contacts for possible enjoyment, to have fun, and a variety of other reasons that could be considered self-serving. Volunteerism is the act of selflessly giving your life to something you believe free of pay. Although if a person volunteers, they may not earn money, it produces a feeling of self-worth, and volunteers earn respect and favors instead of money. So I totally relate to that. Part. I relate personally to the feeling of self-worth, and that's kind of what I'm going to be talking about. But do you mind starting, Ryan, since you are actually quite an active volunteer right now and you're very involved with different community kind of based societies? Did you want to talk a little bit about your own experience with volunteering?
Sure. I guess volunteering for me, it is a bit of both. There is, of course, the altruistic and the self-serving part of it, and it's and being someone who's clean and sober, it's important for me to volunteer especially in the sector that I do. It's a way of giving back. It's a way of it's not just giving back either. It's it's about making those connections. And you know, a lot of organizations don't have the funds. You know, they barely have the funds to get through day to day as well. So, I think volunteering for me has been a way to try and put my foot out there and put myself out there and say, hey, you know, this program needs to stay open, and so it needs volunteers, and that's where I put myself. It's really, in order to volunteer for a place, you've really got to feel the cause, of course. It's, trying to think of what else to go into here.
No, that's okay. How about, okay, I'm not, I kind of put you on the spot. I'm throwing you into the show here, Ryan. Bunny man. I threw you into the show, bunny man. I'm sorry about that.
Did you say buddy?
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Bunny. Bunny, like little hoppity
but
hop hop.
Still, after
bunnies.
The show's over and after Easter's over, we can still call him buddy man.
Buddy man. We can change the N to D?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to be Bunny or Buddy Man? Today for Easter only, or Bunny Man.
And whatever
tomorrow,
works.
Tomorrow you will be Buddy Man. So let's just talk specifically about that, the altruistic side. You're saying that volunteering for you is something, of course, we have to be passionate about something because we're not going to go volunteer for any kind of society or any kind of situation where we don't feel that we're actually making a difference, right? Or that we're not passionate about it because we're just going to drag our heels and not appreciate or even want to be there. Because first off, you're basically giving of your time, your energy, and indirectly of your money because you're not getting paid. So you could be doing another job, say, and be getting paid an hourly wage, and you've decided to give that time up for the sake of serving another, whether it's a society or even a friend. I mean, we're talking about societies here, but you can volunteer your time to a friend. For example, one of the worst things that people don't like to be volunteered for, but often are, is helping a friend to move, right?
I was going
to
say that. Hey, maybe we're like twin heads or something.
I just have one head on this shoulder. I don't know.
But brain. We could have like similar brains, I think, because volunteering for moving.
Yeah, I mean, who likes doing that? I mean, you know that you're a friend or you have a friend when they actually help you with moving. That's
what about painting?
Painting. How about?
Well, I personally love moving, so.
Oh,
I,
well.
Yeah, maybe I'm weird. I love helping people move.
Well, thank you for telling me that because it looks like I'm going to be moving pretty soon.
Really soon. So, yeah, we might need you, Ryan, and your strong arms, please.
But, yeah.
I'm there for you.
You said something, you know, that you have to have a passion for it. So do you feel that the passion that you have pertaining particularly to your volunteering is because of your personal experience and your personal life experience?
I think it's partially, yes. And, you know, yeah, part of it is my own personal life experience and what I went through in my younger years. And another part of it is it also just boils down to human rights and, you know, the equalities that each person should be given that, you know, they're not always given. And the amount of marginalization out there, it actually really irritates me, and I'm quite passionate about trying to do everything I can to fix the injustices out there and the inequalities. And the places that I'm involved with deal with a lot of people who, well, all of the clients or members of these organizations are, you know, they're all marginalized. They've all been, you know, somehow discriminated against. They've all been, you know, pushed down. I just feel that there needs to be more rights for these people. And so it does get a little bit political for me too. I'm not an on the street out there in your face activist, nothing like that. It's more like forming, you know, just like kind of little, like within your group, building, you know, different cases for, you know, for those human rights to be taken into a court, and fought for, just like the, you know, the Bedford decision that just came up this last week, you know, for sex workers, safety and, you know, stuff like that. I like to be a part of that and I like to fight for something. And so when I do volunteer, it is cause that, you know, it's a really strong component for me. The whole personal experience and also just looking at other people who may not have had the same experience, but have not been given the rights that they should have. So that's another part of it too, is trying to fix injustices. So.
So your volunteering is wanting to make change.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
So you want to see change. It's not just doing a car wash for a Girl Guide company. It's
no. It's
where you want to. I mean, not to say that that's a bad thing, because we definitely want our children to have enjoyable experiences too. So if you're raising money and helping out with a car wash so that children could go to camp or something, that's equally, valid and valuable in its own way. But you're talking about wanting to make some big changes in areas that most people don't even want to take a look at, correct?
Yeah.
Because you talked about keeping sex workers safe. So just different, which is, I this is another thing that I find commendable, because a lot of people are afraid to kind of, talk about the addicts. For example, for those of you who live in the Vancouver area, you're very aware of the Main and Hastings part of our fair city, and in the depth of addiction and active addiction. I mean, I used to go to Carnegie and do with my son actually and do a pottery class there, and we'd be seeing people shooting up on the stairs of the Carnegie, and it was so blatant and so open, and I'm quite an open mother. My son is very aware of the realities of life, and so I felt safe. I didn't put him in an unsafe environment, but we were very much I just said, this is the reality of this place, and he saw it. And I think a lot of people, and we don't want to take a look at these things. We don't want to take a look at the addiction and how it affects our communities. We don't want to look at the safety of sex workers. Some people are very judgmental about sex workers themselves, so that they're not even thinking about the safety of them. And I think that's commendable, because, again, I always say this, that we're all equal.
We are, yeah.
Well, it's true. I mean, well, I like what you're saying, Ryan, because that's one of the, it feels like your heart for volunteering is honest. Because there's a lot of people who'd rather just kind of volunteer to get ahead in some way. And when I was working for Youth Quest, I've been volunteering since I was about 15, and I volunteered for Youth Quest. And, well, on the topic of addiction, I mean, it was really crazy to see how many kids were getting addicted. And that was really tough to watch. Like, Cheryl, you're saying your son, kind of just showing him that. I think that being real with kids is a lot more beneficial than kind of just hiding things from them. Because when you get to be about 16 years old and, you're seeing things for the first time, it's easier to kind of get swept into something rather than just already know it exists and know you want to stay away from that. Because even when I was working with Youth Quest, there were so many kids who would show up high out of their minds. And, even if I could take them aside and talk to them, I would. But it was pretty rough. So I think that even in the field of volunteering, staying real to what you really, believe in, like you're reading off Wikipedia, is probably the most important thing. Like, do the volunteering because you actually feel like you have to do it. Like, it for you.
Go where you're inspired.
Go where you're inspired, yeah. Go where you're inspired, people. That's all I have to say. But I want you on. Well, it's not all I have to say. I say a lot of things. But I want to just quickly give out the call-in numbers. If you want to call in and talk to us about your what you feel about volunteering, or how you have volunteered, places you volunteered, anything, please just call us, because that would be awesome. And you can call us at 888-627-6008. That would be awesome. I, again, will hug you if you call.
Cyber hug, cyber hug.
And if you are close enough, I will give you a hug. And I seriously...
She will.
Seriously, remember when I hugged you the other day at breakfast because I was so happy that I fixed the website?
Yes.
I just had to stop drinking my coffee, and I just seriously leaned into Ryan and was like, oh my God,
I'm so happy.
Yes. Our website, people, by the way, is back up.
Yay.
Paulo-Graham.com is back up. I'm actually kind of in the process of redesigning it a little bit, but please call in again, 888-627-6008. Or if you want to call through Skype, it's BBS Radio. because if you do that, man or woman, I'll be so happy. It'll make my day. My Easter will be so happy, I won't even need any more chocolates.
I think you both have been talking about community volunteering. You said that there's a bit of a political kind of angle to your volunteering, Ryan, but can I just kind of glean from what I get from both of you and say that it's more about keeping your community safe? You both are more impassioned for a community kind of standpoint.
Uh-huh.
It's not about individual gain. It's more about a community.
Yeah.
And I just share my own volunteer experience. First of all, for those of you who are young, who are still in school listening, I would highly, highly suggest and recommend that you look into volunteering opportunities for yourselves. It's especially important when you are being considered, believe it or not, for even higher education now. Where you volunteer and how much you volunteered is definitely has a very strong impact on whether or not you're accepted into a variety of universities now. I know that, or even for scholarships, especially if you're interested in scholarship attention, it's important that you have an extensive volunteer history. Now, I didn't know this when my son was considering going to university, and he's just super bright. My son is absolutely brilliant, so I was figuring that he would be getting in based on his knowledge alone. But in fact, it was imperative that he would have had some volunteering to be eligible for some of these scholarships. So I would strongly suggest our mothers, fathers out there who have your children that are in their teens and getting ready to think about a future, whether it's a higher education future, I would strongly suggest that you get them involved in volunteering and encourage them to volunteer and help them to find what they're impassioned by or what makes them feel really good. For example, they could be maybe working at their local food bank, you know, putting food in boxes, you know, for the people when they pick up the food or, you know, something like that, or even at the hospitals. So just a heads up, because it's something I didn't know. And if I had known that, I would have been encouraging my son to get off of playing those
Tony Hawk.
Those violent.
Tony Hawk is not violent.
No, but that's your thing. His wasn't. He was playing those ones that they shoot.
Like Mortal Kombat?
Yes. And I that's totally disturbed me. So I wanted him off of those, and I would have just said, go volunteer somewhere.
Stop playing.
Go get
Mortal
yourself
Kombat.
A scholarship. But that being said, I didn't take that route personally. I started actually volunteering in my 20s, and my first volunteering position was working for the Cancer Society. I worked for the Canadian Cancer Society, and I was visiting homes where people were requiring prosthetics. And I was able to determine whether or not the Cancer Society would supply them with the money for the prosthesis that they required. And that was my first venture into volunteering, and it went way more into a whole different vein after that, and I'll tell you that later. But first, we have a caller. So we have Jax, and Jax is on line 3. Hi, Jax from Texas.
Hi, Jax from Texas.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
It's been a while.
Say hi, Ryan.
Hey, Jax.
Ryan says hello to Jax, and Jax says hello to Ryan.
Hi, hi.
Yeah.
I feel like a proud mother. Introduce,
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yes.
We're kidding. Right. You're kidding.
Yeah, we're just pretend we're not here.
So, Jax, you have something to say about volunteering?
And or telling us something awesome.
About volunteering.
Okay. Sure. Okay, so I'm going to address the non-traditional forms of volunteering, because that's what I've spent the past decade of my life doing, and I feel like it's horribly overlooked, because people think of volunteering as where you go and you do the volunteering that everyone expects, you know, feed the homeless and help the old people and stuff, all things that are super important and that I encourage people to do. However, anyone can do that, but not everyone can do what I volunteer doing. Therefore, I do what I do. So, basically, for the last 10 years total, I've been doing this whole Jedi realism thing. And for the past about 7 years, I've been a leader in this whole community. for the past 5, I'd probably put in 10 to 20 hours a week on it.
Wow.
In addition to my full-time job, in addition to school, in addition to everything else that I need to do, including with my family, right? So thankfully, I have a flexible job, which is where some of those hours come in. As well, I'm like, oh, I don't have anything to do at work. I'm going to do this other stuff. But, you know, it's like I put in an immense amount of time helping people. A lot of times it ends up boiling down to kind of like if you were to volunteer like a community center or like a crisis hotline or something where, you know, where you're helping people with issues and stuff like that. So there's very similar aspects to what would be called traditional, you know, volunteering, but it's not considered traditional volunteering. And it's very hard to just put it down on a resume or something like that. I'm like, I'm a Jedi for all this time. Like, what? People have no idea what that means. But if you say, oh, I went down and did Habitat for Humanity, they know exactly what that is.
So right?
I think there's a lot of people that donate time and aren't seen as doing volunteer work.
So, Jax, can you tell us a little bit about what this is that you're doing then? What this... Because you said that people go, I don't know what a Jedi is, but I know what Habitat for Humanity is. So what exactly is this form of volunteering?
Well, I mean, what I do is I'm the principal of an online school. So in this online school, we teach all sorts of things, like personal development, you know, learning about yourself, understanding yourself, like spiritually, mentally, working on becoming a better person in general, enhancing, you know, intuition, you know, energy sensing. It basically pulls together a lot of different paths in order to make an overall better person and try to be more closely emulating, you know, the Jedi that we see in fiction, where, you know, they're wise and they help people and they are in tune with the Force, you know, which they can do things we can't, but that doesn't mean we can't do a lot more than what, in general, society says we can do, which you guys have covered on this show, which shows on intuition and magic and all sorts of stuff like that.
Yes.
Plus, we bring in, you know, the warrior path elements. You know, you have to confront your fears and deal with your issues. And, you know, you can't let all these personal things about yourself allow you to continue to lead a bad life or, like, negatively impact other people's lives because you just don't want to deal with your stuff, if that makes sense. So, for me, I have a couple students that I work with intensely where we're talking a lot and, you know, it's like I'm kind of a counselor, you know?
Wow.
But I counsel in a way that's very spiritually focused, that's, you know, empowerment focused and isn't, you know, oh, you just need to take some medicine or, you know, let's talk about your problems. Like, you know, it's a hard to describe thing, and everyone does it differently. So
it sounds to me that this is almost taking an elder role, like it's a tribal kind of elder, sharing experience,
yes,
strength, and hope with others.
Yes, but doing it as a 30-year-old, you know, doing
what?
It in my 30s and in my 20s. Yes, but in essence,
yeah.
It's just passing along information that isn't easy to find other ways and is in an archetypal way that resonates with our generation. So a lot of the people, they're disenchanted with other religions and other philosophies and stuff, and this resonates with them. It's something that, you know, they recognized as a good role model when they were little kids, you know? And so it's a way that we can view the world without all the baggage of previous religions and philosophies of life. Kind of gives you a fresh slate by just taking all the other stuff out and putting a different name on it.
Is there some, this sounds very intriguing. I'm sure some of our listeners are interested in following up with it. Is there any kind of an informational website that you can provide for them to find out more about this?
Sure. So it's, since spelling and typos are very easy to screw up, you can always just Google Institute for Jedi Realist Studies, and it'll go right to us. Our address is that.org. And there are some groups on Facebook and stuff, but it's a completely different feel. So there's, you know, it's all, and there's some great people around the little Jedi community who, you know, everyone has their own kind of niche and the type of people that they work good with. And, you know, there's lots of people around that have various expertise that are really beneficial. And, you know, I wouldn't give 10 years of my life and probably the rest of them going forward if it wasn't beneficial. I mean, I don't have time to waste on stuff that doesn't work. So, you know, then I'd probably be volunteering in some other way. But this soaks up all of my free time.
So Jax, this is interesting too, because when I was doing the Wikipedia search, just on what Wiki says about volunteering, there's a subtitle around, it's called virtual volunteering. That's what this sounds like to me. You're working mostly on the internet, correct?
Right.
Which is, I never even knew that there was such a thing as virtual volunteering until I read Wiki. And now you. Thank you for presenting that to me, because it is volunteering on, you know, like e-volunteering, online volunteering, describing a volunteer who completes tasks using the internet in their home environment,
right,
or school environment or telecenter. And this is wonderful because you get to share your experience, your strength, your hope, your inspiration with others in a mentoring way, correct? You're acting as a mentor in many ways.
Yeah, so actually in a way it's probably, it's often similar to, you know, taking a role like Big Brothers, Big Sisters and just being a mentor to someone who doesn't have a mentor. And sometimes those people are 50 years old, you know.
Well, Jax,
they need a mentor.
Jax, look at what you did for me like years ago. You did the same thing for me when I was like 15, even though I wasn't a Jedi.
I've kind of always done it, so it's just that I'm now more refined in it. Now I know what I'm doing a little better.
That's so really cool.
You know.
That's so awesome. We like
this. One thing I wanted to...
Go ahead, Ryan.
One thing I wanted to say was I really like that work that you're doing, Jax, because it can appeal to a lot of, you know, a lot of different types of people, and I think it also comes down to accessibility issues. Not, you know, I think there are a lot of people who maybe, because this is online, it's perfect for them, because maybe they might have certain physical disabilities or mental health issues that, you know, housebound. So this is an excellent way. I think I see that as a really good opportunity for people to really reach out and, you know, make some kind of connection with another human being who's not going to judge them or, you know, and then they'll make just some sort of acceptance. I think what you're doing is really wonderful. So I can see it reach a wide audience, so I just wanted to commend you for that. I think that's amazing.
Thanks. And that is actually a huge plus, because when you create a sub-niche of something, you know, of anything, it's really hard to find your tribe, so to speak, you know. But with the internet, it allows us to find our tribe no matter what country they live in. And that, I mean, that's really what's opened everything up. And it allows people to no longer feel quite so alone and so isolated and like such a freak, you know? Now they can be freaks with other freaks, and that actually makes a big darn difference. So,
I love that.
Well, thank you, Jax. Thank you for sharing that. And I hope the listeners, can you say that again just before you leave, where they can find what you're speaking of, the Jedi Institute?
Sure. Institute for Jedi Realist Studies.
Thank you very much. And as always, we really enjoy your contributions, Jax. You make a difference on our show, and thank you for calling. And happy Easter to you and Carrie. And I hope that you're feeling better. I know you were under the weather.
Yeah, those bugs are stubborn.
Ah. Well, I appreciate you calling in even with your bug.
Well, it's good. It's good that you're having the show, because hopefully this inspires people to realize where they may already be volunteering and just not calling it volunteer work. And
exactly.
Realizing that there's many ways that they can volunteer, especially maybe they have, you know, issues where they don't, maybe they're agoraphobic and they don't want to leave the house, but they actually like helping people. They're just afraid to leave the house. So there are definitely ways that you can get involved. And I know even there's virtual, like, AA and recovery groups and stuff online. You can go to virtual meetings and stuff. So there's a whole lot out there on the internet if someone has a desire to help people and just isn't able to leave their house.
That's cool.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you.
That's awesome, Jack.
Thank you for making a difference in the world, too. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Jack.
Yep.
Bye. Bye. That's true. I mean, I think sometimes people don't even realize that they're volunteering when they're volunteering.
I think,
you know, for example, your mom's a great example of this.
Oh, I know. Totally. My mom's a good example of
this. Okay, why don't you say how she's a good example?
My mom does so much for so many people,
yeah.
Like, all the time. Like, even when I used to work for the youth group that I used to work for, I mean, she'd come and pick me up and drop me off before I could drive. Well, I just started freaking driving this year. That's for all of you to know.
Took her a while.
I've been a transit bus person for a long time. Anyway, yeah, she's just amazing. She, you know, does everything for so many people. Like, it's just amazing. She doesn't think of that as volunteering. Like, she'll, you know, take a kid home that, you know, the parents don't really care about, or she'll, you know, cook for people, or, you know, she's so sweet. I could go on and on.
I know. So I think it's important that everybody gets a sense of themselves and look at how they actually do give back without that label. And that was great that Jax brought that up, because, you know, some of us are volunteers. We actually have the label. We're told I'm volunteering and you're volunteering, and you go to an organization as a volunteer. And some of us even wear the badge, volunteer. But if you don't have that name or that label attached to what you're doing, it doesn't mean that you're not giving back. It doesn't mean that you're not doing the exact same thing in service that you would be doing if you had that name attached to you.
Exactamundo. And yeah, when we've got lots more to talk about, please still call in. We're going to ask Don, the awesome, amazing Don Newsom of BBS Radio, to please play our song called Effusion. This is also the song that Ryan did a drum cover to. So this is Hologram's song, The Fusion.
Universe encompasses me, beneath the stars above the sea, enthralled on earth watching you, knowing I have a part in this too. Faithlessly watching, wait for dim eyes, severing my old earthly disguise, enthralled on earth watching you, knowing we have a part in this too. This is a world of illusion, so I honor all delusion. Be not baffled with exclusion, bring our love in for the fusion. Watch the wind blow power out, stronger than what we were forgotten thieves, pressed upon these autumn leaves. Angelic hosts be known to us, falling faster than we trust. Watch the circles born of light, speaking while we're all up all night. This is a world of illusion, so I honor all. Bring our love in for the fusion. We live in a world of illusion. It serves us, yet we must come back to love. The love revolution is within each and every one of us. A knowing, a higher understanding. We all embrace it. All we have to do is accept. Yes.
The reason why we played that song is, first of all, Ash suggested it, and talking about it while the song was playing a little bit.
Actually, my special friend requested it.
And the reason being is that one of the things, the reason why I wanted to talk about volunteering and put it out there is, for me, volunteering is a way for me to connect outside myself with others, and I can't express more wholeheartedly the amount of joy that I have received personally with the volunteer work that I've done. And it's been extensive, and it's kind of, as I said before, it's gone all over the place, to include offering my services simply as friend and confidant to people in need. And I have cried, I have been filled with gratitude, and I have felt so completely blessed in my volunteering experiences. And for this reason, and I'm coming from the place of maybe that is self-serving, because the fact is that when I volunteer, even if it is altruistic in a sense, I want to give back, but in essence, I get back more often than I feel that I've given.
Oh,
so
I know,
maybe that's
too.
Where I feel a bit self-serving, because I just feel so good and so connected and so much love and connection.
Well, I mean, when anybody, I've had, I guess, volunteer experience, especially in counseling people. Like when I could get through to somebody, that made me really feel important, especially at a time where, you know, even maybe through my friends or through a community, I wasn't feeling really that anything to squawk about. And that's not what I was looking for. I was just honestly, in whatever I do, looking forward, making a difference, a way to make a difference. That's all I've ever really wanted. And even if it's just one person, that means a lot to me. And I remember I'm going to tell a story about this boy who I volunteered. I went to a Christian school. And there was this boy, and he was just different than everybody else. He was, you know, he dyed his eyebrows green, and he wore high heels, and they, of course, never told, I from what I know, is they never told him that they had to, that he couldn't do that. And I mean, this was a Christian school, and it was even, you know, we could have blue hair or tattoos, it didn't matter. And I thought that was really cool to be at a Christian school where it wasn't uniforms and all of that. They really wanted everybody to be an individual. But in this case, this kid was really, really, really badly bullied, but not so much in the school. It was outside the school. This school was kind of like his refuge, and I'm not too sure why, but I'm really happy about that. But anyway, the school was the safest place for him, pretty much, and they asked me to counsel him. And so I counseled him, and we had a lot of common ground, actually, and I really kind of helped him. And needless to say, on the night that I was graduating, or a few days before anyway, his mom was trying to get a hold of me to see if what happened to him, and he basically got mugged on the SkyTrain. Like, he got all his teeth knocked out, everything, and it was just crazy. And it really surprised me kind of how much more he needed counseling even before that happened. After it happened, he was just in some sort of state where he just kind of knew it was coming. And to me, that was really important, to be able to offer something, even when this person is understanding that he's different and he's going to get flack for it. But just finding that common ground with somebody, just finding out that you aren't crazy, means so much. It means so much that, you know, you're going through something in your life, or you have a secret or something, and you just can't talk to anybody. And that's so important. Even just that, like, to me, that's a volunteer, when you can just, you know, get things off your chest. To me, that's one of the most important things.
So we can volunteer our time, and it doesn't even have to be, again, with the label. Just volunteer our time, our attention, mm-hmm. our smiles, our hearts.
Yeah.
Anything you have to say, Ryan, about anything been spurred on from what we've been discussing?
Yeah, Ash, I like that you shared that story. It brought me, like, it brings me to kind of, I'm thinking about, if I can just share a bit of a story too. There's, as you know, I work in social services, and I work in a housing first environment, which is basically, the people are given housing before they have to get clean and sober. And this is you know, so a lot of my clients are, well, actually all of them are still, well, most of them are still using, a lot of them still have acute psychiatric illnesses. And there's this woman who recently died, and she told me on the last shift that I was working with her that she, you know, she had a dream, like that she had this dream to someday work in the field and help people the way, you know, myself and my coworkers help. And, you know, she touched the hearts of all of us that work there. And she, you know, her life on the streets, and her life before she ended up on the streets, she said she had 33 children, and these are people that she adopted on the street, younger people that she took under her wing in her years on the street. And in a way, like, and to me, actually, that is volunteering what she's done. And I don't think she realizes that, I mean, and me being in recovery and her, you know, being someone who is, you know.
For whatever reason, we lost our internet connection. But I feel badly because Ryan was cutting out and he was saying a story and it was poignant and it was about a woman who passed. And these are the ones that really get me. And when you were sharing that story about that boy, it's hard for me to shake. Just that I'm right with him when he got beaten up. It's really tough.
Hi, Ryan. That's never, ever happened to us before. We've never been cut off before.
So sorry about that, but I was just sharing how you're sharing about this woman passing away and her rather, you know, rough life. And I was talking about how, you know, with Ash's friend who got beat up, you know, senseless just because he was different. It's hard for me to get out of that feeling of, I get really sad when I hear things like that. And it's hard for me to kind of shake it. So
I know
I'm still, I'm kind of still there. So can you continue your story? Because we kind of lost you after her sharing some things with the different workers.
Sure.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. So basically, you know, she did share with me on the last shift that I worked with her that, you know, she had this dream to work with people. And, you know, every time she came to get her medication, every time, we had to bring her something upstairs when she came down to talk to us about service that she needed or when she came to get her oxygen because she was dying, you know, she always had a smile and she was always so pleasant and so just, she had this warmest heart. Like, first time I met her, I'll never forget. It's like you just, some people, you look at them and you see this immense spirit and resiliency. And I don't think she really understands just how much, you know, she helped me in the time that I worked with her. You know, her resiliency really lifted me up. And, you know, yes, it is sad that she's gone, but she's, you know, she's no longer in pain and she's left a part of herself with all of us that, you know, worked there and everybody she ever met. You know, she was very loved and, you know, just, I'll always remember her with a smile, but she helped a lot more people than, you know, she realized. So I think a lot of people do more than they realize they do, even if they're, you know, working somewhere and getting paid to be there. And in my field, I think anybody that works in my field knows that you're not in it for the money if you're there. You're in it there because you believe in the cause. You know, front-led work can be very difficult and challenging, but it's very rewarding, and I love it. And it's people like her that really teach me things, you know, because she knew her situation, but she just chose not to be miserable, you know, and that's a huge lesson that I think a lot of people can learn from. And people do volunteer in ways they may not even realize. So
thank you. And you're right. I mean, no matter where we are in our lives, it's always about choice, and attitude is a choice, right? And I also, I think that's great that you brought that up, because even if you're getting paid, safe, you know, some of these, jobs are not very well-paying jobs. I'm not saying yours is. I'm just saying that some of the service jobs aren't necessarily great-paying jobs, but people are doing them because they feel a passion for giving back, for helping, for aiding, and will take a lesser pay. And in that, I do agree that in that regard, that is a form of volunteering as well, because, you know, do you choose the stockbroker job? where you could be, you know, earning eons of cash, mm-hmm. or do you choose, you know, a service job where you're not, but you're getting so much more out of it in terms of feeling connected and love. There's so much love that happens between people in mm-hmm. that. And that's what I hear with this woman is she was just about love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was.
Well, you know what?
I'm actually almost tearing up thinking about it.
I'm sending you a hug, Ryan. IHOP hug.
I just, you know, there's so much about volunteering we didn't even get to talk about. And in closing, because we've got a few minutes left, you know, we haven't talked about Value Village.
Yeah.
But we probably should just skirt that issue. Yes, we do like to shop thrift store shopping. There you go. You know a little bit of an insight on Hologram.
We like thrift shopping. I love thrift shopping. And I love, you know what I would like to talk about for about 40 seconds or less?
What?
Mixtapes are a great, great way of volunteering.
Oh, that's true.
Mixtapes are a great way of volunteering because you can really reach people with music, and sometimes you hear exactly what you need to hear at the right time.
And you can sometimes find these mixtapes at Value Village.
Exactly. I actually found some really great mixtapes, like real, like authentic cassette mixtapes at the SPCA thrift store down on like 4th in Vancouver.
Wow.
And I See? Was just so happy about that.
I speak truth.
Uh-huh. She does.
I just wanted to say, personally, from a personal standpoint, I didn't start volunteering until later in my life, which would be in my 20s. I wasn't volunteering a lot when I was a kid, other than my mom telling me to babysit somebody. But that wasn't necessarily willing.
That's funny. You made me laugh.
But I am so grateful for all of the volunteering experiences I've had. I was also in a situation similar to what you described, Ryan, where one of my volunteering positions was I was working at a home for women that were in recovery from active addiction. And there's many a time when I was dealt with quite interesting, maybe not so pleasant experiences when you're dealing with women who are basing themselves in fear and who are detoxing. You can have some pretty weird experiences around that. But I say this very strongly, that the benefits far outweighed all of anything that was uncomfortable in that regard. And because ultimately we do make differences in people's lives, and even if we make a little difference in a lot of people's lives, it's amazing, you know, or a lot of difference in just one. And that takes me to the music. And Ryan, you're a musician. You know what it's like. It's not a job that is often even regarded. You know, I can't count the times that I've heard or read when people are wanting to have you play their function or whatnot, and they're basically making it seem like they're being nice to you if they even consider giving you payment for being a musician. And I find that quite abhorrent, actually, because there's a lot of time, energy, and money that goes into being a musician, that goes into your craft. And I'm not saying that everybody's great, but when you're at the caliber of being a performing musician, I just think it's, I've done a lot of volunteering as a musician.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say that I've volunteered my time as a musician. I worked developmentally disabled functions and a variety of functions as a musician, giving back my time. But the one thing that I don't like is when other organizations that do have money expect me or any other musician to volunteer in giving us what they know to be a substandard way of payment. So I just wanted to put that out there. I think it's important that we value our creative artists, and don't think because somebody's a musician and they're giving of their time that it's kind of self-entitlement issue. Just go, wow, this person has put a lot of time, energy, and money into their craft, whether it's through buying their instruments or paying for their voice lessons or their guitar lessons. Or
as a guitar teacher, I say yes, exactly.
Yeah, just recognize that this takes time and energy and money to be musicians, everybody. It's not I woke up one day and I wanted to be a singer and I was a singer the next day. It's a lot of work
to really hone your talent. But in saying what you've just said, I'll say really quickly before we have to close, is when you're doing spiritual work, that's one way that I think that money is overused.
And we volunteer our time as spiritual workers, too. We give readings and
that's
whatnot.
That's where it's at, to feel somebody that way and to help that way. I don't want money to read somebody or to help somebody, that's where it's different.
Gifts of the Spirit. So thank you, Ryan, for being our guest. Thank you, Ryan, for joining our band. We're excited. And we'll hear more from you, no doubt. And you could just say goodbye to our listeners. We're going to be closing now. And do you want to say bye?
Happy Easter.
Thank you much. Thank you much. So, so please, people, recognize the importance, just even for your own self, your self-esteem, your sense of self-worth. Give back to your community. Give back to your fellow man, your fellow woman. Kiss a tree.
Kiss a tree.
That's volunteering your time.
Kiss a tree, everybody. And Ryan, we look forward to jamming with you soon.
Definitely. We love you all. Good night.
Love you all. Good night.